welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in. We are here on a wonderful Monday morning and ready to be off and running, filled with victory and overcoming every area of your life and representing Jesus well. And so we pray that your Monday is going to be going fantastic. You know, there are some of those Mondays where they are marvelous Mondays, and then there are Mondays that... the world defines Mondays. Oh, is it Monday already? Do we have to do this once again? You know, we need to be honest. There are some of those Mondays that exist, and I pray that today is not one of those, that instead you are having a marvelous Monday and that you are going to live in victory. So today we want to say thank you to the folks of JITS Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. And I don't know that I've mentioned this on the air, but thank you to everyone who has responded to our invitation out there to help the church in Mexico. We're looking forward to seeing a great transformation in that. Report is that that church is growing. And we're believing that it is going to be a great blessing to them and to the body of Christ, the kingdom of God. And so thank you very much for your generous support in that area. So today we are going to go to Isaiah 32. By the way, if you are just tuning in, my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. And we would love to invite you out to our services. Here in just a few weeks, the General Council of the Assemblies of God is going to be convening. It's going to be convening in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And we're praying that Orlando will be better because of the ministries that will take place. Every time the General Council comes, there are all sorts of street outreaches and blessings to the community over in the Orlando area. And so we are praying that that will indeed be a blessing. We have a number of our missionaries from around the world and that will be coming in for that as well. I've got some friends of mine that I grew up with. They are missionaries to Africa, and they're going to be ministering at our church. Haven't seen them in probably 35 years or more, and so we are looking forward to a reunion of sorts and hearing how God has used them in the theological seminary that they are part of in Africa. So today we are going to go back to Isaiah chapter 32. Verse number 15 is where we're going to pick up our reading because it sets the context for where we're going to begin today. Verse 15 says, "Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest, then justice will dwell in the wilderness and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. The work of righteousness will be peace and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation and secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Though hail comes down on the forest and the city is brought low in humiliation, blessed are you who sow beside all waters, who send out freely the feet of the ox and the donkey." So the verse number 16 begins with the word then. that means that everything that flows after that is dependent upon the activity that takes place before that. And verse 15 makes it clear that the activity that is a prerequisite for all of the blessings that flow after is a spiritual activity. It is a divine activity. It is activity and intervention, if you will, that comes from heaven, not from men. And so verse 15 says, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest. So, like we talked about on Friday, the Spirit of God is poured out upon us, and it literally begins to transform. It transforms the place of the wilderness, a place that is untamed, unkempt, into a place that is fruitful, that is bountiful, and the place that was already fruitful and bountiful is blessed to such an extent that the outpouring begins to look a lot like a forest instead of just a fruitful field. It says, when that takes place, then not only is there a spiritual dynamic, not only is there a agricultural blessing or a financial blessing that comes as a result of that, not only are the needs of the people met, but it says, then justice will dwell in the wilderness and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. So it is wonderful when you are doing well financially, but if you are doing well financially and there is injustice, then it's a very precarious place. So some of the people on in society today that are among the most miserable are the people who have a tremendous amount of affluence, where they have a lot of money, they have a lot of possessions, they have a lot of houses. So I saw where there was a boxer, and he normally makes somewhere in the $50 to $100 million whenever he fights, and then he does a lot of gambling as well, and makes money with some of his gambling endeavors. But I saw where one of his homes was broken into, and he was absolutely not happy about it. Understandably so. Whenever your house is violated, it damages your insecurity and things like that. But here this guy is, and he's got millions and millions and millions of dollars, and yet he's got so much stuff that he is extremely concerned that someone is going to come and take part of that. And I'm not for that at all. I'm not for people invading other places, places where they do not have authority, places that they do not have an invitation, and just helping themselves. I'm not in favor of that. God says, thou shalt not steal. What he meant by that was, thou shalt not steal. Don't be taking things that don't belong to you. I know that in our current day and time, that not only on a societal scale, but I've had people who told me that there were churches that were telling some of their parishioners that they should just help themselves to what other people have. And when the people, you know, had something to say about that, their response was, well, you have lots of stuff and I don't have anything. Well, that never makes irresponsibility or financial withholding, that never makes that right. Just want to throw that out there. And so verse number 16 says that when there's that spiritual outpouring and it begins to transform the community around us and things begin to abound, it says, then justice is going to dwell in the wilderness. Okay, all of this begins back at verse number 1. Behold, a king will reign in righteousness and princes will rule in justice. So justice is meant not just to be consolidated around the throne. It is not just meant to exist wherever a representative of that government is, but it is supposed to permeate even the extremities of society. The wilderness talks about that place that has not been tamed yet, that place that has not been civilized yet. And many times you would hear of the expression the Wild West or the Badlands or no man's land, or it was a place where whatever happened just happened, that there was a breakdown in the rule of law and there was anarchy and oppression, and he who was the richest had the most power, and they just kind of bullied their way into doing to other people whatever it was that they wanted to do. And here God says, the justice that I want to establish wants every extremity, every socioeconomic extremity, every wilderness extremity, every ethnic extremity. It wants to reach all people everywhere with a justice that comes from knowing who God is and that he wants to make us to where we live with the same lifestyle he lives. The scripture says, be holy, be set apart for God's purpose, even as I am holy, even as I am set apart for intentional purpose in establishing righteousness and holiness throughout his kingdom. It says, and righteousness will remain in the fruitful field. In other words, it is not just going to be an event of justice. It will not be just an event of righteousness. It will be something that abides, that something that will dwell there. It will remain day after day, week after week. It will have an enduring quality. We have such a political disconnect here in our society right now, or a political divide, shall I say, that whenever parties in power flip-flop, there is a whiplash that takes place as far as just about every policy imaginable. And so what that does is it undermines any sort of confidence that anyone might have in whether something was going to endure or whether it was just going to be temporary. When it's just temporary, you've got the mindset, we'd better get it while we're able to get it, because if we lose something, if the other party takes power, then everything that we've worked for will be done away with the stroke of a pen. Okay? God's not interested in doing that. God is looking to have an enduring, abiding justice and righteousness that touches everybody from the upper levels of society to the most struggling aspects of society. He wants everyone to be walking in justice and righteousness. Verse number 17 says, the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Let me read to you verse number 16 and 17 from the Amplified Bible. It says, "Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness, parentheses, moral and spiritual rectitude in every area and relation," that's the end of the parentheses, "will abide in the fruitful field. And the effect of righteousness will be peace, internal and external, and the result of righteousness will be quietness and confident trust forever." So we need to remember that righteousness and justice, that they have an impact on the people who live there. And I've promised you, and I am going to fulfill that promise, we're going to look in God's Word here in a few weeks, and we will show what it is that completely invalidates and incapacitates justice. And it is exactly the opposite. I mean, the actions that are described are some of the actions that are being prescribed by people trying to achieve justice in 2021, in 2020, and in years gone by, and it has exactly the opposite effect. The Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You have to know the Word of God. And so what is justice, what is righteousness that permeates every layer in society? What does that do? It says the work of righteousness, in other words, righteousness will have this impact on society, and that is it will bring peace. It will be both internal and external. That means that you will not only have peace on the with those around you on the outside, but you will be at peace within yourself. My office, this is going to sound a lot fancier than it really is. It's not our church structures are very functional. They are not lavish by any stretch of the imagination. One of our buildings has a second story. It's had a second story for a long, long time, since back in the 60s. And so for economic reasons, that is where we have placed our offices, because it's got its own air conditioning that can isolate the offices. That way we're not having to heat and cool the entire complex. Plus, it minimizes risk in that there's not a lot of people going up and down the stairs. Because of where my office is, I have the ability to watch a lot of people. I have my desk positioned in such a way that I can see out multiple windows. One window allows me to watch rocket launches whenever they take place. Another window enables me to see a corner where there's a lot of traffic and notice a lot of people run stop signs through that window. But I notice a lot of people coming and going, and there are a lot of times that people walk down the neighborhood of our church, and you can tell that they are extremely agitated and they're all by themselves. I want you to know that when Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is living inside of you, the first experience of peace that you are going to have is going to be an internal peace, because you are going to realize that the thing that was frustrating you because you didn't feel complete all those years was not because you did not have an earthly relationship. It wasn't because you didn't have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, you weren't married. That wasn't the frustration. It wasn't because you were poor and you wanted to be rich. It wasn't because you didn't have a car and you wanted a car. You're going to have Jesus that comes inside, and you're going to say, "Jesus was what was missing from my life all along. We have internal peace because Jesus lives inside of us. And so righteousness is imparted to us by a righteous and just God. Because of that, we begin to experience an internal peace because we are no longer personally at war with God, and now we are walking in peace and harmony with Him. When that internal peace takes place, it manifests itself in an external peace because you're able to get along with people better because of the peace that you now have inside of you. You're no longer blaming the issues that you had on those around you. Instead, you realize that all of those frustrations you were experiencing were the Holy Spirit trying to bring you to a place where you realized how desperately you need Jesus. When you are in right standing with God, He will empower you and equip you and give you a desire where you will want to live in righteousness, in right standing with those around you. When I go home at night, I never, ever, ever go home and say, "Boy, I tell you what, I hope when we get home that my wife and I just get to have a verbal throwdown. I just hope that there is no peace in the house." I never say anything like that. That would be craziness. Every time I go home, I look forward to it being a night where we are communicating well, we are getting along well, and we get to enjoy the night together. That's my plan every night that we have a free night. So the work of righteousness will be peace, and it continues, and it says, "And the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever." It means that quietness means that we will be undisturbed, that we will have peace. That's a great thing. In the Amplified, it says, "And the effect of righteousness will be peace, internal and external, and the result of righteousness will be quiet and trust, or quiet and confidence forever." So, by the way, there is no effective means of righteousness that can be established outside of a relationship with God. That righteousness is supposed to be a moral and a spiritual application in our life. And so it can't just be a spiritual righteousness. It's going to impact morality as well. And if you eliminate God from the equation, you're not going to have an effective standard of righteousness. So let me see if I can put it this way. We had some windows installed there. There's still one window that has not come in, and so we're praying that it comes in, and you know, then we'll be able to get the permit signed off and all of that sort of stuff. But one thing that we have noticed is that the windows that we put in keep out a lot of the noise from the neighborhood. And it's not like we live in a raucous neighborhood or anything like that. But I literally found myself in a position where I said, there's not as many extraneous noises that are coming from outside of the house as there used to be. It's wonderful. I can't wait to see what it's like when that final window is installed and the blessings from that. You know, when you go to a hotel, many of them provide you these little hangers on the door, little tabs, and it says, "Do not disturb." We all have a desire that says, when I am resting, I don't want to be disturbed. I don't want to be disturbed by somebody that is doing something that they shouldn't. The last thing that it says here is that there will be security and confidence. I remember hearing a preacher many years ago, and he was telling a story about his wife. He was from another country, and in that country, owning a home was a tremendous status symbol. But and he felt like God was telling him to sell his house and to move into a building where there were a lot more people who didn't know Jesus. And he was a little concerned about how his wife was going to take that, because if you owned a house, the women felt extremely secure. And I want to tell you guys, it is a blessing in our life that we are able to communicate with our wives and our kids in such a way that they feel that the home is a sanctuary, that it is a safe place. And I will tell you that when you are living in right relationship with God, that everywhere you go is a safe place. The effect of righteousness will give you quietness and assurance. There is a confidence that comes when you know you're in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing for the right reason, and that the God who sent you is the God who not only equips you, but he's got your back. I've made the statement many times before. I don't know how people live without having a church family that says, you know what? We're here. We're with you. When you're struggling, we've got your back. I know people who have military backgrounds. It's a tremendous blessing to know that the people who sent you, or the people who are in the journey with you, that they've got your back. There's a tremendous uncertainty going on right now in many aspects of our society, where there are people who are doing what they're supposed to do, and they don't feel like anyone has their back. I want you to know today, you can have confidence, assurance, and feel secure in your relationship with Jesus because of the righteousness that he's made available to us. God bless you. It's going to be a great week. I pray that you get Monday off to a good start, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh
Radio Program. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
recognize my name, Lord, who am I? That you would speak to me so softly.